it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a beautiful Thursday morning for the garden show, and we have a surprise for you. Dwayne's in the studio today.
Yeah. Good
morning, Dwayne.
Well, you guys are
studio audience.
There you go, Maynard. You guys are so nice.
Dwayne surprised us by walking in the studio. We usually do this over the phone when you're hard at work shopping, but you're over here working hard in Madison today.
Yeah, we are seeding lawns over at Chuck Miller's and Rick Gale's.
Okay.
Rick Gale is building a new house. We're putting in the lawn there and a few other places. So Judy Rosendahl's, Myron Rosendahl. So putting a lot of grass seed in.
You can come over to my place and get rid of my weeds and plant grass seed if you want. Well,
that's what we usually do, spray the weeds first.
Yep.
And then about a week later, we follow up. And if you need to thicken your lawn, we have a Randy bought a new machine last year. It's called the Inner Seeder. So it drills the grass seed into an existing lawn, which works really nice.
Never heard of that before.
We should have that at your place.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk after the show.
Yeah, or otherwise, if you're doing a new lawn, you know, and you tilled it up, it's all black dirt. And if it's a big area, we have a Brilliant Seeder, which is a seeder behind a little Ford tractor. And it packs the ground, then it drops the seed, and then packs it afterwards. And that really levels your lawn out.
Speaking of lawns, you know, I was driving by the Grand Theater, the Grand Park there.
Yep.
What's it called? The Grand Park?
Yeah, yep.
Man, that grass is nice and green. No weeds. It's perfectly manicured.
Well, I'll give the city of Madison credit for that. They do a good job there. Was sodded last year.
Yep.
There's irrigation in there.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Well, that's part of it.
It doesn't look like my lawn at all.
Well, you know, when it gets to be that 100-degree weather and you don't have water on your lawn or rain, your grass goes backwards, and then you got to spend money to get it back to grade again.
Yep.
So sometimes that irrigation, even if you don't run it all the time, just during those hot times to keep your grass alive. But you got 2 inches of rain here, and boy, the lawns have really perked up in Madison compared to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's for sure. All over the place.
Yeah.
So I was in northern Wisconsin last weekend, and it rained 6 inches. Where we were 5 to 6 inches of rain.
We would have taken half of that.
Yep. They needed it, though.
Yes.
All right, we're going to open up our phone lines to any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301, or you can email us question at KOQPFM at farmerstell.net. And Dwayne, let's start the program out. As always, what's our plant of the week?
I kind of broadened that real lot, and I put fall color.
Okay? Ooh.
Fall color, so that can be about a lot of different plants, but if you're looking at adding plants to your foundation or in your yard, a tree, fall's a good time to pick it out, because you could go to a nursery or whatever and look at what color that plant is in the fall. Oh. Like, I like sugar maples, like you got planted in your yard.
Yep.
If you want to come and see the color, come and look at the sugar maples in the fall, except they don't have any left.
Okay. All right, yeah, the trees are turning color. The plants...
Well, sumac, the picture that I posted on there, I was out by Lac Parle Lake this morning designing a new home out there, and I saw these, when you text me, what's the plant of the week, I stopped the side road and took that picture, and the sumac is red on that picture, and the grasses in front of that are really pretty. They're turning that gold-red color, and behind that was an ash tree that's golden yellow.
Pretty.
Yeah, so it... Take a ride. Yeah. Go enjoy the fall colors. That's what it's all about.
My wife and I drove through Jay Cook State Park up south of Duluth Superior there.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous already. Man, I was surprised how far along the trees are in the color already.
But even around here, it's amazing. Yep. You know, if you're going on the meander this weekend or going to a football game, you have the pleasure of enjoying the colors. I mean, and you know, down by Granite Falls and that we're going to bowl this weekend, and pretty colors there, too. Or go for a ride.
That's
enjoy the colors.
Enjoy the colors. That's right. You didn't give me a horticultural concern for this
I'm concerned
week.
About all those people out there that don't go enjoy the colors.
Okay.
So don't let me have this big concern. Go and enjoy the fall colors.
Hey, how did that go at the Madison Merck last week?
It went awesome. We had about 60 people there, which, you know, we wished for more, but that was what we were kind of expecting. Had people sign up. What was going on at the Merck was the Prairie Ecolinks is giving away 150 trees, got a grant. And so we've given a little over half of those away, so you can still sign up for trees, and please do. You can contact me or Renee Elins or stop at Heather Nursery and Floral, or there's other Prairie Ecolinks members, and they can all help you sign up for another tree. So, right. And we're going to give away the trees Arbor Day next year.
That's right.
So you got some time to sign up, but don't hesitate. Let's get it done.
That's right. I got it done. I got one, right? A tree.
Yeah, I signed you up, Paul.
Oh, thank you.
Paul couldn't be there the other night, so he told me to sign him up for a tree. So we got you. There's six different trees you can sign up for, and they're still all available, and we got you signed up.
Yep. All right.
We got lots of questions.
Yeah, some questions coming in from our listeners. Appreciate that. And Chris just handed you a couple questions, Dwayne, so I'll let you tackle.
Well, let's go back to, well, first, okay? The first question that we got in here is, when do you transplant lilies, okay? There's different kinds of lilies. If there's a lily bulb.
Spring or fall?
Is that all I have to say?
Yeah. Okay.
Fall. I'm done.
Okay.
Dig them up.
In the fall, then.
In the fall. Okay. You can do it now. What you usually do is you let them yellow down. But I got balled out by a guy down in Florida who I bought a lot of lilies from. He says, you guys wait too long up there in Minnesota. You can start in August and start transplanting things. So it's time to transplant. So you can dig your lilies up. If you got a lot of top growth and it's kind of yellowed down, I would cut them back because you cut your perennials back anyway, and then move them. Here in Madison, you've got a lot of moisture, so they do have moisture in it. Make sure you add a little fertilizer, good soil, which I add compost, and then water it good.
Okay.
Fall.
Transplant in the fall.
Fall is for planting.
That's right.
I like this other question you.
Okay.
I don't know if you texted this to me or whatever.
I did.
And you made a little oops, and I like your oops. It says, I got to find it here. What does it say? Do you have the one about this garden soil? When do you improve your garden?
A question came in. How can I improve my soil?
You put, how do I improve my soil? And that's good, because that's what gardening does. You know, improves your soil, get out there. And,
I didn't see that till now.
So. Yeah, so go out and improve your soil out in the garden. It does. It's good therapy.
That's right.
Okay, but the real question.
How can I improve my soil in my garden to get ready for next growing season?
A fall is a great time to do
that.
That's a great question. Okay. We should have addressed this many times. But in the fall, if your soil is real heavy or real light, you should add compost, which some people compost. You can put that in there, or you can buy compost, put it in your soil. You want to... That's an active medium for your creatures in the soil, the bacteria and the fungi to live in.
Okay.
So you want to loosen that up. I would put some fertilizer on in the fall, and I would strongly recommend Earth Elements fertilizer. You spread that over the top. Clean your garden out first, you know, if you have tomato plants and all that.
Yep.
Get rid of all those. And then spread the compost or peat moss and fertilizer, and then till that in. And,
Till it in.
Okay. If you're a tiller, some people don't believe in tilling their garden, but
really, why is that?
Well, because you do disturb the soil structure and the creatures that are in the soil.
Okay.
And so some people do no tilling, but usually in a small area like that, you still till your garden. So spread your material on top and then till that in, and those creatures that is in Earth Elements will actually break the soil down over the winter. They'll be active in the winter. Mm-hmm. So get it done this fall.
All right. Another question. This person wants to plant an apple tree. And do you have any suggestions about planting an apple tree?
Yeah, 10 years ago would have been good. Now you'd have apples.
Is that how long it takes to get good apples?
No, 5 years ago you would have apples. Fall is a good time. It might, you know... Fall is for planting, and so a good time to plant. We brought some apple trees over to Madison today.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard there on the radio when I was driving around, there's a new apple tree that's introduced by the University of Minnesota that's a cross between a Honeycrisp and a Zestar. I think they call it Quantum or something like that. It's a new one. And it's not out on the market yet, but as soon as we can get that, the best one, I think, one of the best ones is Honeycrisp, the plant out here.
Yep.
I like Honey Gold. And if you don't have a Mount Royal Plum, you're missing out in life because they are absolutely great. Oh. Mount Royal Plum is good. And you can't beat a pear tree at this time of the year. Yeah. You can pick pears off your tree when it's got a little colder. Unbelievable.
Overlander has a lot of pear trees, doesn't he? Or some.
Should we go attack?
We should.
Terry just brought me down some Honey Gold apples and some pears, and he's been bringing me some of those plums. Awesome. Terry gets to be one of my best friends at this time of year.
Yeah, he comes over here and drops some stuff off, too.
It's very nice, and if you don't have those, you should have those. I know. Okay, you got another question. Should I wait for light frost before I spray my lawn, or is it okay to do that now? If you're in Madison and you just had this moisture or someplace you had rain, you can spray your weeds now, or The fall when it cools off, that's the best time that the weeds are taking in the chemicals, and so that it's taking them from the leaves and putting in the roots. So it's easier to kill a weed in the fall than it is in hot summer. Okay, the weeds are active again. The dandelions are going to bloom. Yep. Spray them, or if your weeds aren't active, you didn't get that rain, I would wait a little longer. Get a rain and. After first frost is a great time to spray your weeds.
Oh, after a first frost.
Well, okay, it's kind of active. I don't know. It kicks those weeds in. So they're going to start taking all that energy from the leaves and putting it down into the ground. That's why a leaf turns color in the fall, okay? It's green. Normally, most of them are green. That's the chlorophyll of the sugar in the leaves. And it's taking that energy from the leaves and storing it in the roots.
Okay.
And then when it takes the green out, what pigmentation's left in the leaf, that's what color it turns. Okay. So
awesome. One more question.
Skunks, yuck. Coons digging up my lawn, looks for grubs. How can I get rid of them? There's a grub X or there's a grub killer, okay? And definitely would get that on, and you got to water it into the ground or put it on before it rain. But get that out there and get rid of those grubs because the skunks and the coons are after them. That's their food.
Yep, got to get rid of their food supply.
Yep.
Then they go away?
Then they go away. Then they go find somebody else's lawn. So scare them to the neighbors.
All right. Dwayne, this is our last garden show of the season. Man, that went fast, didn't it?
It always goes fast, and I really enjoy doing this, Paul, with you, and enjoy everybody's questions, and I enjoy it. Well, thank you all for listening, too. It's great. So if you have questions and can't catch us on the radio, don't be afraid to call me or one of the shops, Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo, and if you want to get me, my number is 226-4738, and I can answer your gardening questions. Been doing it for almost 50 years now, Paul. So
yeah, that's right. Going strong.
Wow, I feel really good.
Yep.
So health has improved over this gardening season, so improve your soul by going out and gardening.
I didn't notice that until I said no.
That was meant to be, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank Randy over in Montevideo, too, of Heather Nursery for helping out with doing the show too. He filled in for you while you were in Norway, and appreciate you guys doing the show every year.
Well, thank you, and I hope it continues for many, many, many more years. And again, thanks for everybody for listening.
All right, see you next spring then.
There we go. Well, we'll see you before that in football season.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's our last garden show of the season.
Good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.